I'm Travis Tyke with the Coin Podcast Network. It is Friday, August 13th. This is the Daily Six. Oregon's excessive heat warnings remain in effect through 10 o'clock this morning until at least tomorrow night. The Office of Emergency Management telling us they've opened more cooling centers and libraries and increased staff to send out more heat alerts compared to the deadly heat wave in June. 211 also has more people staffed to answer the phone calls and texts. We also have links to resources to help you through the extreme heat on our website, coin.com. Police are investigating three separate cases of gun violence in Southeast Portland, all happening in a two-hour window. Investigators tell us one person was shot near a homeless camp around Southeast 92nd and Holgate. That person was taken to the hospital to be treated for their injuries. Police say no injuries have been reported in the other shootings. Oregon reported another record number of COVID-19 cases for the second time this week, adding nearly 2,400 new cases of the virus in the past day. In total, the state has recorded more than 236,000 cases since the pandemic began. 670 Oregonians are now in the hospital due to the virus. Of those patients, 177 of them are in the ICU. The FDA authorized an additional COVID-19 vaccination shot for organ transplant recipients and those with weakened immune systems. A CDC committee is meeting later today and will likely recommend the move while also discussing further recommendations. Dr. Anthony Fauci says anyone who is not immunocompromised does not need a booster shot right now, but he says that will likely change in the future when vaccine protections start to weaken. Newly released census data reveals America has become more diverse than ever before, with big population increases in those identifying as Hispanic, Asian, or multiracial. The new figures will be used by dozens of states as they battle to redraw their congressional and legislative boundaries for the next decade. Overseas, the Taliban have captured Afghanistan's second largest city, Kandahar. With the full U.S. military withdrawal just weeks away, the Pentagon is now deploying an additional 3,000 troops to Kabul to help evacuate the U.S. embassy as the insurgent group closes in on the capital city. President Biden signed off on the plan, but says he remains committed to ending the U.S. mission in Afghanistan by August 31st. Be sure to check out all of our content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We'll see you Monday.